she owned in Stockport, which she claimed on electoral forms, rather than with her then-husband. She's denied any wrongdoing. Leader Keir Starmer says he's still backing her.
We welcome this investigation because it will allow a line to be drawn in relation to this matter. I am fully confident that Angela Rayner has not broken the rules. She will cooperate with the investigation, as you would expect, and it's really a matter for the police.
A former boss at the post office says he wasn't aware the organisation was acting as a prosecutor against sub-postmasters. Alan Cook was managing director between 2006 and 2010, when around 200 cases were brought. One of those affected was Janet Skinner, who was sentenced to 9 months in prison for false accounting. She's been reacting to the evidence given at the inquiry into the Horizon IT scandal.
I think they tend to pick and choose what they remember and what they don't. He was well aware of what it was doing to people, and I think they just need to realise this is actual people who have destroyed people. It's not just about a computer system.
Meta, which owns WhatsApp, is being urged to reverse a decision to allow 13-year-olds to open accounts on the messaging app. It lowered the age from 16 yesterday. The economy's grown for the second month in a row. Figures from the Office for National Statistics show output increased by 0.1% in February. As another round of talks begin in Brussels over Gibraltar following Brexit, there's a warning this might not be the final day. The Foreign Secretary is there, along with his Spanish counterpart, for the discussions with the European Commission Vice President. And Harry and Meghan are producing two new Netflix series. We're told one will feature the joys of cooking, gardening, entertaining and friendship, while the other covers a US polo championship. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see mainly clear skies early on, although a few areas of cloud will soon move in. It's going to continue dry and breezy with mild conditions through the night with overnight lows of 10. Now, let's take a look at Saturday. We'll see a few areas of cloud along with sunny intervals. In the afternoon, one or two showers may develop, but skies will largely clear through the evening, staying mild but breezy with highs of 20.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Drive. Whether you're relaxing at home, on your way home from a long week at work, gearing up for a night out, then Friday Drive is your perfect companion. We've got it all going on, from timeless tunes, bring back a flood of memories, to the latest hits, and let's not forget some of your favourite Drive show features. And we'll also be catching up with Patrick as well, because we have to find out what's going on the weekend, don't we? But first, let's kick the show off with Kylie Minogue. I should be so lucky.
Yeah.
be so lucky in love. Kylie Minogue, I should be so lucky. Welcome along to the Drive Show, and we still have Mr. Patrick Shearing.
Afternoon, Joe. Good to see you.
That was an intro for you, wasn't it?
It was very nice.
It's not what I usually call you, is
no,
it?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Certainly more reverential than I was expecting, let's be honest.
Yes. How are you, Patrick?
I'm good, thank you very much. Yeah,
sun's
yeah.
out, all good.
Yeah, sun's out, yeah. And good show today. Jonathan is a new Archdeacon for a Chelmsford area. That's the whole of the Mid-Essex, really. He was just really, really good, very entertaining as well. An Essex boy went to went to secondary school in particular in Southend. When he was in the sixth form, they were invited, some of them from Westcliff Girls School, so it was to go and put on a show of HMS Pinafore.
Oh.
And we had the track from it because back then that was when he met his wife.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, lovely. It's Southend boys, well, that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. So oh. there you are.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how the song goes now. I think I've got it in my head now. Yeah.
Well, there we are. The one that we played is the one about being the ruler of the Queen's Navy, even though he's never been on a ship.
Oh, is he? Can he swim?
Probably not. It wouldn't matter these days anyway, either, would it?
No, I know. Did you hear about that?
I
know. Yeah, you I know. Thought, oh, I've been with a chance. I can't swim, so I would have been in with a chance.
Still, on the other hand, you can be in the RAF and you don't have to fly, do you?
That is true, but in the army you do have to walk.
Yeah, actually, so army you have to walk. You know yeah, I mean? Yeah, absolutely. So
if you're, what's the ones? Because they probably don't have those anymore. The ones with the horses. What do you call them?
Cavalry. Yeah, they do have them.
They have the
regimental, don't they? The household cavalry.
Right, yeah, sure.
That's at Buckingham Palace, and whenever there's any big royal occasion, they're there, aren't they?
Yeah. So you've got like horses for that one. Anyway, I can't believe I'm talking about it. Why do we do this every Friday? Maybe we do need to be scripted, maybe. I don't know.
I think that would spoil it all, really, wouldn't it?
No. I mean, I've not got my glasses. I never bring my glasses.
I mean, I know it's a bit of a back in the day. Do you know who Frankie Howard was, the comedian?
Yeah.
Well, you know his act used to be all kind of like, oh, no, etc. All of that sort of thing. Well, actually, amazingly, all of that was scripted, and they sold after he died. They sold off some of his scripts, and literally, there would be sort of like 20 minutes of all of that sort of thing
of him just going ooh,
and no misses and stop it and all of that sort. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I thought he riffed it.
So
that
did
into
I. When you
script.
Used to watch him, you think it was all reaction and all of that, but it was all scripted. Isn't that extraordinary?
What a shame that. Yeah, you spoilt it for me.
Sorry about that.
No, joking. No. Yeah. But we have got some, because I like to, on Fridays, we have a bit of fun.
Sure, of course
we have a little
do.
Dance in between,
yes,
and we do our little
not.
Jazz hands, don't we?
Too much information for the listeners.
I guess, yeah. No, they're shouting out.
Absolutely.
Can you please put the camera on? Want to see Patrick dancing? Yeah. But, so,
yes.
You decided.
Yes, I did.
That you needed your own little segment in a
well,
way.
Well, I thought
nice.
You know, you give Zampi a nice little segment,
I
and
do.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So as I'm here, it might as well do a nice little segment as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So what is it going
to
be?
Well, the little segment I thought would simply be to play a track every week to track why I've chosen it. You know, you've asked me a number of times what kind of music I like, what kind of tracks, etc. So I thought we'd do that, unless your listeners say, oh no, can't bear it.
Yeah, and it might be a track as well that we might not know. Which
no,
I think
precisely.
Something that you're really familiar with.
Yes,
that I love.
Indeed. So what we're going to have, we're going to go back to 1979 and Jerry Rafferty. It came from the album Night Owl of his. This track is called Get It Right Next Time. And perhaps we'll have a little word about it after we played it.
Brilliant stuff. Because I'm aware of Jerry Rafferty, obviously, because Baker Street is his iconic song.
Yeah.
But I don't know if
I think this might have been the follow-up.
Yeah, I've got it lined up now, so I'm going to play it then, Patrick. Yes. And you can tell us all about it.
And a lovely
after.
Long intro as well.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Okay.
Thank you very much.
I cut into a saxophone. I can't believe I did that.
Well, never mind.
Good song. I had heard it before. It's it's a cracker, isn't it?
It's absolutely cracker. It really is.
Yeah.
And of course, a simple lyric with a simple message. If you get it wrong, you get it wrong, but get it right next time.
Yeah. And if you can't, then you do it all over again. Because I want to play the song again, to be fair. I'll put that on a loop. So,
okay, but there you are. Well, that's all right. Yeah. That's good.
No, it's a great... Because obviously the Baker Street's iconic as well. So having the saxophone in there as well. And it's like, it's putting it into sort of all those layers of echo as well.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like a really simple song, but it's actually really quite complicated the way they've mixed it all together.
There's a lovely video you can find of it, of them just doing it in the studio.
Yeah.
And with the guy sitting there mixing as well, the whole thing, you get the whole business going on.
Oh, it's
lovely. Yeah, definitely worth having a watch.
Yeah, so that's one of your favourite. You're into Jerry Rafferty.
That is one. I certainly was. Well, certainly in the late 70s, early 80s, I was. I recall actually buying an album of Jerry Rafferty's late 1970s, which got a picture of Jerry Rafferty on the front.
Mm.
And somebody who was a friend of mine is he a relative of yours? Because he looks just like you.
Ah.
I don't think I looked particularly like him, but there you go.
Oh, it could have been doppelganger then.
Well, they could have been. But
you could have sold a fortune by selling your autograph,
there you go.
And what year was that one, Patrick?
1979.
That is a great one.
It is a great track. His voice, the way it works within that general overall production, which is just a brilliant, brilliant production.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I must admit, when you're hearing them all together. But yes, loving that, Patrick.
Thank you.
Yes, what are you up to the weekend?
I'm going tomorrow to a concert by my friend of mine she's in the Harlow Brass Band.
Oh, nice.
And she's asked me over to a concert tomorrow night.
What does she play? Trombonist?
She plays, what does she play? Actually, she plays trumpet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she'll be in that tomorrow.
Oh, lovely. I do love a bit of a brass band.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's, as with everything with them, it's charity concert as well, so it should be a good evening.
Oh, lovely. Chillax, as we say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and sun looks like it might be shining as well tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be. That's going to be a bit colder tomorrow night.
Yes. Well, we've got the adverts coming up now, Patrick.
Okay.
And then we're going back to 2002.
Right.
We are going to a number 8 with Avril Lavigne. Do you skate, Patrick?
No.
Well, I don't know if you might know what song's coming up in a minute, but thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Hang on. Stick around if you want for a bit longer.
For you? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWB, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
They had a problem with his baggy clothes. He was a skater boy, she said. See-
Patrick, you don't skate then, do you, Patrick?
No, actually, my sense of balance has never been great.
Has it never been good? You ever been on a skateboard or anything
on
like that?
On a skateboard? No, I've never been on a skateboard, no? Ever. Actually, no. I was walking through the park in Chelmsford yesterday, yeah. And there were quite a lot of people on the skateboards yesterday.
Yeah, it seems to be coming back now,
yeah,
I think.
Well, there's a, in the park, in the main park in Chelmsford, there is actually a permanent set item there, and it's always got some folks on it, and they were doing some quite spectacular things on it as well yesterday.
I think it's great you see kids out. I mean, if they're on skates or whatever, I know like a lot of people get a little bit scared if they see, especially teenagers, because someone 15 or 16 might even look a little bit older than they are as well, but they've got to do something and go somewhere.
I took some children back in the days when I used to teach years and years and years ago. Mm. We took some children to an ice rink and to have a go at some ice skating, and I couldn't do it at all. No. I haven't got a sense of balance.
That's fair. I was all right on the skateboard, but I had no ankles for ice skating. That's for
that
sure.
Sort of thing.
Yes, never mind.
Never
well,
mind.
Never say
we
never, though,
in
Patrick.
Life without doing it.
Now we know what we'll be doing for our summer party. We're going to be getting on skates.
Well, you can, and no. I can be watching.
No. Well, listen, we've got the Lucettas on. Is that how I always pronounce their name? Is it Lucettas or Lucettas?
Oh,
the local boys. Lucettas Wire Band coming up now, and then the travel. We'll be a little bit late. There's not much going on the roads at the moment, but I will keep you updated. Again, Patrick, thank you so much. Have a wonderful
day. And you too. Take care.
Times. I guess that I didn't realize it wasn't easy on you. And now I'm still caught in a contract. I got a call on my WhatsApp. It wasn't no one I knew. I'm wire bound, I'm wire bound. And now there's no one around. It's only dragging me down. Baby, I remember we had something. I remember it was easy. I remember it was new. Late, I've been leaning out my window. Tell me all the things I don't know. Tell me everything about you. Line. I guess I'm here for the long grind. I guess it's something to do. And now I'm caught on a comeback. But I was given the wrong map. I followed something untrue. I'm wire bound, I'm wire bound. And now there's no one around. It's only dragging me down. Baby, I remember we had something. I remember it was easy. I remember it was new. Lately, I've been leaning out my window. Tell me all the things I don't know. Tell me everything about you. There's not much time. There's no denying that there's bad wiring.
Boys Luchettas with Wire Band. I'm loving that track here on Phoenix FM. Now, coming up, we've got The Travel, and then after that, we've got A Home and Away and Away and Away. All songs that were number one on this day. Yes, you know how it goes now. But from different countries, including the UK, the US and Australia. But now, here's The Travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
There's stop-start traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. Travel time there is around 35 minutes, yeah, at the moment. A12 northbound, all lanes have been reopened between Junction 20 and Junction 21A following an accident, but there's still severe delays, almost back to Junction 17. Now, in Danbury, slow traffic on Main Road, Malden Road, A414 eastbound between the Little Baddow Road and Cherry Orchard Lane. Over in the A12 Londonbound, slow traffic from Junction 28 to Junction 25, approaching and going through the long-term roadworks there. In Stanway, there's slow traffic both directions on Walden Road past Colchester Zoo if you're heading that way. Also slow southbound on Warren Lane to Golden Jubilee Way, right? Okay, Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Colchester, slow traffic on Magdalen Street, westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. Over on the rail is okay. Head into the tube to see if you're going out today. Underground station closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Minor delays on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Rainers Lane. And there's cancellations on some of the other parts of the Piccadilly Lines. Please do check all the timetables on your apps or the website. But there is a good service throughout the rest of the Tube network. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Before A Home and Away and Away, with all tunes that were number one on this day, but which year? We've got Electric Light Orchestra and Hold On Tight. Shadows falling. ELO with Hold On Tight, and you need to hold on tight now because we had three brilliant songs, all from the same year that was number one on this day. I will give you a clue, because in the UK, Art Garfunkel was number one, but we are now going to go over to the Doobie Brothers, What A Fool Believes, number one in the US, of course, written by Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins. Yes, a Footloose. There's always a connection somewhere. After that, we're heading over to Australia, but do you know the year? So Blondie was number one in Australia and also Germany on this day. In which year? As well as the Three Boys. Me, I'll tell you what, Barry Gary Gibbs falsetto there. That I bet that bloke a few glasses, that one. How did he reach those high notes? Unbelievable. So, yes, that was number one in Canada, actually. Blondie was Heart of Glass in Germany and Australia, Greedy. And in the US, we had the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes, written by Michael Donald and Kenny Loggins as well. Art Garfunkel was number one with Bright Eyes. Do you know the year? It was 1979. We're coming right up to the nowies. Actually, one from the Phoenix FM A-list in a minute. With Dua Lipa and Training Season. And that is coming right up after the break.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375111 to find out more. Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Is that a compass in your nature? Or are you dreaming? FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, there's one for your diary. Actually, it is next week already. Yes, Saturday the 20th of April, this one. It is Call My Bluff, a Phoenix FM run fundraiser, in fact. It's at Navestock Village Hall in Navestock side. It's in Brentwood. A quiz night with a difference, organised by our own Thursdays 1, 2, 3, Roy Tysack. Test your knowledge on unusual words and pit your wits against the experts. It's £20, including an evening meal and refreshments. And for more information, you can come over, click the link on phoenixfm.com, go to the events page, the 20th of April, which is next week, and you will see it right there in front of you. Call My Bluff, a Phoenix FM fundraiser.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
You know, I was trying to think, Call My Bluff, it did actually ring a bell. And I thought, oh, I'll have a look, because I know that I'd heard of it. It actually started in 1968. No, excuse me, I wasn't around then, I thank you very much. That's when it started, and then it finished a little while later, quite a few years later, actually. But then it came back in 1996, and this is the one I remember. It had Sandy Toksvig in it, and Alan Corran, who is Corran Mitchell's dad, if you know, or Connect, it's called. Oh my goodness, yeah, the absolutely brilliant show that's on a certain channel on two, and it is absolutely brilliant, and it's all like about Connect. It's got all squiggles. It's a really difficult one, but you can have a guess cut sometimes to get it right. Anyway, I digress as usual, but Alan Corran is actually Victoria Corran's dad, and that's how I remember it. With Sandy Toksvig, they were the team captains, and it was all about identifying the correct definitions of obscure words, basically. And that is what Call My Bluff and our own Roy Tysack is having an evening on. Call My Bluff, fundraiser. There you go. Right, now we've got our drive track of the week, and it is local artist. And I do love it when that happens, when there's a song that comes out and it's a brilliant one, and they happen to be local artists. It feels like a win-win. This is a brilliant, brilliant track from our local artist, Sophie Griffiths. This is Skin I'm In. She has really laid herself bare on this one. I absolutely love it, and I know you will.
Keep finding so many flaws in the mirror. I wish my stomach was thinner. These loving eyes go to waste. 16, keeping the doctors away by eating an apple daylight to all of my family and friends. Oh, about the skin I'm in. It's skydiving, leaving the walls of my comfort. The scars on the outside, they don't hurt as much as the ones inside. It's baby steps, but I'm getting so close. Talking about it's the first time in the the skin I'm in. About the skin I'm in. About the skin I'm in.
That's fabulous. That is Sophie Griffiths with Skin I'm In. She's got a massive gig on the 12th with Daisy Veacock at Marion, as well as also been in the studio here on Drive. And yeah, so absolutely brilliant, that one. Right, in after four, we're going to have a four at 4:30. It's a cute one. I'll tell you why after the news. We'll also hear from Xanthi Behrmann on her 80s track. We've still got Guess the Intro to come up. And of course, if you've got any requests, radio at phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey. Daily Music. I will see you the other side of the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.